Good day, brethren and companions. Welcome to the maiden voyage of the York Rite Podcasting. It is our hope that we can have guests from all over the Maryland York Rite bodies, locally as well as other jurisdictions. Now, we also want to keep the interviews to 15 to 20 minutes in length. We feel that makes them easier to listen to as you move about your day and not taking up quite so much time. So let us begin with no better way to start than to go straight to the top as we welcome the most worshipful Grand Master of Masons in Maryland, Richard Nagle. Now, we hope these are informative and you learn something about the York Rite. With the Grand Master, we discussed his many years in Masonry, his gravitating to the York Rite, and the youth groups. You were heavily involved in the youth groups. Being a school teacher, do you think that had anything to do with your interest in the youth?
Well, I think some of that came about the other way around, maybe, because I became active in the youth groups back when I was 13. And that happened because of the Knights Templar, believe it or not. I was very involved with things going on with my commandery, or the commandery at the time my father belonged to. I was still a kid. And in that commandery was Bob Foreman, who was also a member and advisor at Overly D. Millay, and that's how I got into there. And then that changed over, and I became more interested in working with kids going through high school and decided to go to college to become a teacher.
Well, then you really got involved in the York Rite because you've held just about every position at one time or another, maybe more than once, in Royal Arch Masonry. What grabbed your attention about the York Rite?
Well, when I came in, I started in commandery. Was my very first place. I was the warder in my commandery soon after I was knighted. And I enjoyed doing that and went through all the stations there except for one. I never was generalissimo, which is kind of funny. But I thoroughly enjoyed doing that and learning the work. Simultaneously, I started doing Blue Lodge work. And I became master in 88. But I had become commander in 85. So it's kind of interesting how that came about. I did not start in the chapter until later, becoming very involved in it. I was always in it. I once in a while went to meetings, but never really took hold of a big interest in it. That happened towards the late 90s when I started to get more involved with the council. Steve Ponzello Jr. was grandmaster then, and he was going in as the regional deputy for the General Grand Council, and he got me back to the Hiram Council. And then from there, it spurred into Drew a chapter. And I just became very heavily involved in both of them because my Blue Lodge at that point had started to take more of a back seat in a way because I had already been through Lodge, been master twice, and was looking at other things to do. And that's when I became really involved in the York Rite, not only as head of all the bodies, but making it onto the state level then.
You were Mount Nebo, right?
That's correct.
Now, we tell the brothers and we tell our companions that York Rite is a continuation of the lessons that we've learned in the first three degrees. Many, once they are raised to the sublime degree of Master Mason, is kind of like, well, they pretty much received all the knowledge that they can. But just one thing that I got out of the old Google machine, the Royal Arch, for example, provides the rest of the story, as our late brother Paul Harvey would say. And through the four degrees there, we get the search of things that were lost. So your thoughts about York Rite and why, I guess, a brother may want to or should consider it?
Well, from what I found out, not only do you learn more, but it really emphasizes a lot of things you learn in the Blue Lodge. It really pushes forward the whole idea of the truth and honesty, and all of those things are enhanced with what you're taught in the Blue Lodge and in the chapter, especially when it comes to seeking out that lost word that you're trying to find, and that hopefully you eventually get there. And sometimes you wonder, did we really find the real lost word?
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. The idea is that you keep pursuing that perfection, and that's what goes on in the York Rite, I think, is that perfection you keep pursuing to better yourself and each other.
Well, and, you know, it's that proverbial more light in masonry, I assume. Well, you've got about 5.5 months left in your term, and I know you don't have a whole lot left to do, but what... That was supposed to be funny. But anyway, what do you hope to achieve in your time left?
Well, I have been pushing still for the Vision 25 plan, which the main focus, of course, of that is positive growth and stronger lodges. And that's what I've been pushing for. I had tried that the entire time I have been in. I asked others to help me with it, but I don't always get the support that I think I should get. So I have to sometimes do it myself, which is just a shame, but sometimes you have to.
It is what it is.
Yeah, we're making progress, though, I believe. We started doing some things, reaching out to those that had been suspended for non-payment of dues several years back. And I've gotten fairly good response from them. I've gotten 23 have already commented. They would love to come back into Masonry, and they've given me their story as to why they left. And a lot of it's because they had some hardship times in the families, and things have just straightened out now that they weren't back then. And they missed the brotherhood and wanted to come back to it. And that's happening.
Well, so let me ask you this, and that was going to be my final question, but let me ask you this. If a brother's out there who hears this, how could they go about reinstating themselves back into the fraternity?
Well, if they're interested and they were suspended in, the last 10 years or so, what they can do is reach out to me, send it to me at Grand Lodge. You can send it to office@glmd.org, attention me, the Grand Master, and it'll get to me. And I will reach back to them, and I will connect them with their lodge and start the process if they are able and willing and the lodge is amenable to it, and we'll start the amnesty program for them, which allows them to get back with just paying the current year's dues.
Well, listen, I thank you again so much for your time. I'll let you get back to work. And if you look at the clock, we're really pretty close to 15 minutes, and I love that. But again, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll do it again.
Okay, thank you.